Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Received information in the last 10 minutes that we knew was coming, but man, this is all coming down the wire. After Ted leaves us, I'm going to bring this up with Joel Skousen, but it's official, and I was reading the document. Biden DHS declares terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. They go on in the document to say unsanctioned speech is terrorism. They actually say that. Sanctioned means authorized by the government. Remember what Trudeau said last week? He said these protesters hold unacceptable views and are terrorists. This is the level. I mean, it's even sickening to me how dire the straits are. And hopefully we back them off. Hopefully we stop them peacefully. But all I can tell you is they use lawsuits against us to get the intel on how we operate, to then target everybody we're involved with to take us down, and all we need is money. And I know I come to you constantly, and I have people on trying to save starving Christians, and I have other groups on. That's what we're doing here. It takes money to fight this war. And I want Ted to stay there, and he's going to run ads for the rest of his great network and the other shows, and his other shows need to get out there and say, hey, support our network and, you know, support GCN. So go to SaveGCN.com. That goes to Give, Send, Go. Great Christian Patriots. We can donate. And let's hit refresh on that, guys, on that page, please, so we can show people the new numbers. And donate today, ladies and gentlemen, at SaveGCN. Yeah, it's now almost $3,500. So thank you all for your support. And also go to SaveInfoWars.com. Because believe me, folks, it takes millions of dollars to fight this war toe-to-toe with the Democrats and the deep state and George Soros. And we're doing it. You want us to do it? We're doing it. You say we appreciate what we're doing? Well, we got to keep InfoWars on the air. And I'm not about to watch them just celebrate and take over GCN. I mean, they might do it in a year, 2 years, whatever. We're fighting all the way to the end while other people build other infrastructure separate from us. But that's the answer. You think you'll get OAN? Other people are building three new networks. You think you'll get us? But we need time, ladies and gentlemen. Time. And so that's what money is all about. That lets us have that shield while we're doing our broadcast and they're attacking, trying to take us down. You keep us on air. You are the outreach. Go to SaveInfoWars.com and donate now. We need the support. And go to SaveGCN.com as well. Do not wait. All right, Ted Anderson, please continue.
Well, I mean, first of all, Alex, we'll take your prayers as well. But it does take money in order to fight a lawsuit. Just to take a lawsuit as simple as the one that we have right here in front of Genesis, I'm being quoted about $300,000 just to get to the end of the lawsuit. If you lose the lawsuit, then you also have to pay whatever the settlement is at the very end as well. So it does take money. And the people who are sitting here making sure that this broadcast is actually on air, looks right, it's on the right satellite services, it's being played on the right radio stations, and everything is being queued properly, that takes people. And it takes paychecks. And these people walk home and they have children, families, so on and so forth that they have to support as well. So, yeah, it does take money. And we never have asked for money before from our listeners. However, at this point in time, it is critical, critical that you get involved. Not only go to SaveInfoWars.com, but also go to SaveGCNLive.com. And I understand if you don't have any money, give us a prayer. Do something. Get involved, because this is the InfoWar. And quite frankly, if we don't do something, free speech will be gone. And after it's gone, then when you speak up, I mean, if you're in Russia right now, you say something against Putin, you're thinking about, am I going to go to the gulag? Am I going to be a free person? We don't want that to happen here in the United States. We want to be able to speak freely, speak our minds, and not be told that if we say the wrong words, we're going to have to go to prison.
You're right, Ted. Well, this is America's darkest hour, and if they're able to silence us in this darkness, they're going to win. But the listeners understand that. We'll be right back to talk about this more on this huge news. We knew it was coming, but wow.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the Democratic Party, through their operatives, have told us they want total surrender. They want us to not support the Second Amendment. They want us to just stand down and roll over to them, and they'll stop suing us in their rigged courts. Well, in the words of John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, when the British ship, twice their size, said surrender, he said, "I've only begun to fight." And, of course, he won. It does sicken me, though, that America has this much political rot, and these people are that authoritarian. And I've openly gone to my original radio network that still syndicates the show. I syndicate 2/3 of it. They syndicate the other third. They carry it because I didn't want to, you know, fully leave GCN right around 10 years ago. Because I like Ted, and Ted stood up for me when we were the First Amendment issues and when I got fired from a local station for free speech and for what I was saying. And now they've come to him and said, "We want your network. We want it all, period." They sued him along with me. They're not suing our radio stations. They can't do that. That's not even in the law. So the stations are fine. But they want the syndicator. Well, he wasn't technically the syndicator then. He was a carrier. But it doesn't matter. It's part of the next level of debanking, deplatforming, harassment. And so people are saying, "Oh, really? Oh, my God." I mean, part of me wants to just not fight this stuff and shut down for so people actually know how real this was. And then we'd be flooded with support to start something completely new. But I'm not going to give up with this great crew and do all this. I mean, hell, part of me wants to just go, you know, lie on a beach while the world burns. But we can't do that because we were built for this moment. We were made for this. Everything we talked about is happening. DHS just came out. Huge article on InfoWars.com. I'll cover it with Ted Leaves. Saying, quote, "Unsanctioned speech is causing terror and needs to be banned." That's DHS, like I told you last June, but now it's official, declaring free speech terrorism. Saying, "We're going to have terror attacks as people are questioning open borders, election fraud, and lockdowns." It now says it in the official bulletin. It says, unsanctioned. You've got to have sanctioned speech. And they got a bill where only approved media is allowed on major platforms. A law to ban unapproved stuff. The Democrats are trying to pass it in the House. It's sponsored by Pelosi. That's North Korea. So, folks, we are overdone for a peaceful revolution in this country. We are cooked right now. This is insane. And Ted Anderson, after spending $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 the last 4 years being signed onto this lawsuit with us, he gets defaulted, even though he has his own lawyer, gave him all the stuff they wanted. They just count us all as one. You didn't give us anything. Not true. Then they use all the contacts and info they got to then try to take down. And they come to Ted and they say, "Turn over your whole network to us with all those shows and 700 plus affiliates, and we'll just leave you alone." Well, what are you going to do with the network? This is total surrender. Just surrender it right now. And so Ted said, he told me, like I said, he was planning already to maybe phase out because of talk radio in decline, and he's losing money, but he can also get some sponsors for his own products. He's on the fence, and now this, and Ted wants to fight. And so, folks, he needs you to fight with him. This is so important. We need to see explosive giving at SaveGCN.com. He needs at least $300,000 just through this one trial he's facing in Connecticut. Okay, and then he faces the judgment. He's willing to face that. He just needs the money for the fight. So he's a warrior for free speech. I wouldn't have been syndicated. Alex Jones wouldn't have had the success I've had if it wasn't for Ted Anderson. And I appreciate him being a fighter. So SaveGCN.com, SaveGCN.com, and SaveInfoWars.com. Go there. Make a donation. It takes millions to fight these people. And if folks would just give us big donations, if people would just support us, if they just step up and support us now, I wouldn't spend 30, 40% of my time trying to get money and plugging and messing the show up, having to ask for help. But we won't be here if we don't do this. So buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your storable food 25% off from us right now at PrepareWithAlex.com. But the biggest thing we need is with food we're making, with this discount, normally it's 30%, 25%, 20%. So, yeah, millions of dollars come in, but it's hundreds of thousands of dollars to fund things. Doesn't do it. Same thing with supplements, okay? You know, we make 50% or whatever on average. Other people market up way more. T-shirts, you know, we might make $5 on them. But with this, you go give, you donate. We give 5%. They don't even ask for it. Give Sin Go, so awesome, ask for nothing. But you can, we opt in to support them, an independent group that now the truckers are using with 5%. And so they've gotten 5% of the $700,000 we've raised. Half of that was for Owen's defense, which it cost that to go to D.C. and have a criminal trial and face all of that. That's about what it costs. He's got the money he needs now. But what about InfoWars? It takes us millions at Save InfoWars to do this. That's why our goal is $2 million. We've raised 19% of what we need. This is a war, people. Ted Anderson, we got 5 minutes left. I really appreciate you. Just, again, you said great things earlier. Other comments you'd like to impart to folks?
Well, first of all, just think, if you raise $9 million in this trucker thing and the global elite come in and they say, hey, you've got to shut this down, and they shut it down, and these people were going to keep the money for themselves. Thank God they were down in Florida. It seemed like DeSantis
came in. That's right. GoFundMe said, we're keeping the money for leftist groups until DeSantis said that's criminal. I mean, that's how criminal the left is.
Yeah, I know what. And so what? So they're going to come in, and they're going to take the money, and they're going to keep it for themselves. I mean, that's what cancel culture is all about. That's why you have to support the InfoWars. That's why you have to go to this SaveGCN.com and make your donation. I mean, this is an expensive fight. It takes money to go to court. You have to have attorneys. You have to go in, and you have to do the depositions, and you have all these things that are happening. And by the time you hit the end, it costs a lot of money, not to mention the fact you have to have employees in order just to keep the whole show on air. So, yeah, without a question, if you can do that now at this point in time, go to SaveInfoWars.com. That's SaveInfoWars.com. Make a donation. And if you can do it, go to SaveGCNLive.com and do it as well. We'll take your prayers. We need your donations. We need to fight this fight. If we don't fight, they're going to roll over us like steamrollers. Why would you want us to be crushed by this? This is one of the few bastions of truth, and anything else that's out there is getting shut down by cancel culture anyways.
Absolutely, and you know, that's why InfoWars has built its own satellite links, its own servers, its own infrastructure. We've been debanked. We've done it all, and we've gone through hell, but it's made us stronger. We're now the model of how to survive under these attacks, and now, I mean, literally the depositions, it's radio networks, satellites. Who is your satellite provider? Who are you on? And it's all about targeting, just like an Empire Strikes Back. When they go target, shield generator, maximum firepower, and that's what they want, is to literally take us off air. They admit it, and because it's a military operation for them, they are conquering America right now.
Yeah, and without a question, if something isn't done at this point, there won't be hope for free speech in the future, as far as I'm concerned. You can't go to YouTube and post a video unless you follow their rules. You can't go to Facebook and post a posting unless you follow the rules. I mean, you do have to have your own servers. You have to have your own platforms. And both you and I have done that to start with. These guys weren't even available for us to use their platforms. When YouTube came out and you were able to post videos, it wasn't too long before they threw you off the air and that audience was not even able to find you. Thank God you have the services that you have now, the servers and everything you need. But that takes engineering. It takes staff.
That's right. George Soros and Bloomberg on record have ordered us to be taken off the air, and they've got armies of mercenaries trying to do it. And we don't have George Soros or Bloomberg or Senator Blumenthal. We have you, listeners. So thank you so much for your support. SaveGCN.com or Save InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. And that is how you support us, because this is a major, major fight. I want to thank Brad Stuckey and all the folks that we see doing it. You are the tip of the spear, and you are in this fight. This isn't just talk radio. This is entertainment. This is hardcore battling with the globalist, with the New World Order. Ted Anderson, thank you so much. We'll get an update from you next week, and I really appreciate you standing up for us. I guess I've been working with you 26 years. How long is it?
Oh, gosh. It's been, about 26 years. What a wonderful 26 years, too. Great fight, I got to tell you.
Hey, we changed the world all right with our listeners helping us. We did it together. Thank you. SaveGCN.com. Ted's not backing down. He's rolling the dice. He's making a big judgment on him. He just wants to be able to fight and tell the truth. He did nothing wrong but be an American. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
All right, folks. Joel Skousen, the editor over at World Affairs Brief, is with us, and I really appreciate him coming on today. This has gotten almost no coverage in the Western media. We already played this several times in the first hour, but if Skousen wants, we can reread this on air. But my interpretation of it is what it says. He said, if NATO declares Article 5 and basically takes in Ukraine, then we're going to invade, and then if NATO overwhelms us, we're going to use nuclear weapons. And that's what he said. Very, very chilling. And we went and found the video. I didn't just believe the Daily Mail when I saw it. I went and actually found the video of Putin indeed saying that. And then you look at the backdrop of this, a bunch of other news broke today that just is staggering on its own. This is just an acceleration of events that I'll get to later in the hour with Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. And again, I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he was a Marine Corps officer and a naval aviator, but more importantly, a engineer and the top secure home builder. And also, of course, his family goes way back. At the very start of discovering the globalist conspiracy with Cleon Skousen, who you can say is like basically the first guy to basically crack the code. And so he's here with us now. Joel Skousen, thank you for joining us. What in the world's really going on with this Russia situation?
Well, Alex, there's a lot of posturing going on, especially by Putin and that particular statement. He knows that the United States is not going to invade. Biden has already said it's off the table. There are going to be no troops coming into Ukraine. When it's attacked, they're going to let it fall. They're going to wring their hands. They're going to do sanctions. But I doubt if he's even going to be able to, stop the pipeline, the gas pipeline coming in from Russia, because the Germans are wedded to it, and there's simply no way to, handle their future gas needs. But I'm still don't believe that this is going to lead to nuclear war, because the U.S. will not go to war with Russia over Ukraine.
And that's good news. But on the other side, I remember you at least 20 years ago with your long-term strategic research that's really borne out to be true, that the West would feign weakness and also have provocations with China and Russia to drive them together to do a joint attack on the United States, which would be used to wipe out the political opposition here and have the underground deep state emerge with its weapons and then form the fascist world government. And I remember you predicting right around 2022, 2023, 25. I know years later you moved it up a little to 2026, 2027. But my goodness, nobody, I'm not just praising you here. It's you're the only guy that did it. You laid out the scenario we're seeing now. But now you're saying it's not as bad, or what's happening?
No, I'm not saying it's not as bad. I'm just saying that in my military analysis, Russia and China aren't quite ready yet. And, they're just beginning to field their hypersonic weapons, and that's going to take a few more years to get it. They're still building their Blue Water Navy, which they have to do to control a global government that they intend to do so after they strike the West. But the reason I was able to key into the globalist plan is because of Presidential Decision Directive 60, signed in 1997. I started writing the World Affairs Brief in the year 2000, but I went on the Art Bell Show and exposed that, where it instructs our military forces to absorb a nuclear first strike and then to retaliate afterwards. This got General Butch Neal to say, retaliate with what? You know, you got half of our submarines available. And why half? Because in that same year, Clinton instructed by executive order, 50% of our submarines have to be imported any one time. And he clearly said, to make the Soviets understand that we are not a threat, we are going to make ourselves more vulnerable. I mean, that's the kind of mentality that the globalists had during the Clinton administration.
So they're trying to lure Russia and China into a sneak attack?
Not only lure, but they've been building these two enemies. I mean, during the Nixon administration, we gave the Russians the miniature ball bearing technology so they could MIRV their missiles. They couldn't do multiple independent missiles or warheads before because they couldn't do the miniature gyros that are required to do the targeting. And Henry Kissinger told Nixon, you know, this isn't strategic. You know, we can give it to the Russians, just like we gave them the plans to the nuclear weapons that they couldn't steal from the Manhattan Project. We gave them the first shipment of enriched uranium. We brought China to power. We allowed them to steal. We allowed them to have access to use aircraft and top secret military plans during the Clinton administration and others so they could steal things, and they've been stealing things ever since. Now, what I'm just saying is the threat is not diminished. I'm just saying I don't think Ukraine is going to be a trigger event for World War III. Putin is clearly going to try to reconstitute the Soviet Union by taking back, starting with Ukraine, the former Soviet states. And Ukraine has been the subject of a lot of puppets. Tymoshenko was a puppet, Poroshenko, Yanukovych. All of these prime ministers were puppets of Putin. The only one that isn't is a puppet of another oligarch, is Zelensky, the current prophet or president. And that's why he's primed to take over Ukraine now, to put it under the you know, the growing Soviet aegis. Remember, the Soviet Union faked their own collapse in 1990. They gave orders to, you know, let the wall come down, to let the riots go forward. They even gave orders for the communist dictators to step down. Ceausescu of Romania was the only one who refused, and he and his wife were killed.
Well, that's right. It's come out that 100% they staged that. So why is Biden fleeing out of Afghanistan and doing such a bad job? Why is he acting so weak? How does that help the globalists to have such a embarrassing puppet in there? What does that do?
Well, in the first place, Afghanistan was essentially turned over to the Chinese. This is part of allowing the Chinese to make inroads and also to threaten Russia from its southern border. I mean, China's in control now of Afghanistan, including the essential minerals that are there, the oil and gas fields, and a lot of military equipment that we left behind. So it's a little bit difficult, I mean, to, as a military analyst, to say, you know, why would you close down Bagram Air Force Base before you'd ever evacuated everyone? It's just insane to do that. They clearly wanted to have a, you know, and Biden wouldn't know any difference if the military told him, you know, let's go ahead and pull out this way. He doesn't know anything about military strategy, and so he wouldn't protest this. But it's the globalist military leaders that did this to us. And I think the secret plan behind it was to give more territory to China, which they already control Pakistan next door, and they've already into Iran. They're the primary supplier of Iran, so they've got the underbelly of Russia surrounded. Now, they aren't enemies right now. They're in temporary alliance to take down the West, but believe me, they're going to go after Russia eventually, and this positions China to be able to pressure Russia during the next, or the outcome of the World War III, which they intend to succeed at.
Exactly. And then China's making alliances with the Islamists, which they'll use in the Russian underbelly. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen at worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. Visit and share those links. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours,
our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So I've been accurate, no exaggeration, on the big issues about 95% of the time. Joel Skousen, I'd say, has been right about 98% of the time. But he thought we were going to have war with North Korea, and it didn't happen. And I was glad he was wrong about that, but it came very close. I know folks that were actually involved at high level and mid level, and it was, they were told it was go as well. And those same people in the military now I talk to say they've been told And I talked about this back 6 months ago, that by February we would see major escalations in Ukraine, because they were already getting ready back then. So I hope Joel Skousen is right when he says he doesn't think that there's about to be some type of escalation of the conflict or a war. But when I see Putin saying, please listen to me, the media won't listen to me, you need to quote what I'm saying, and he says, yes, NATO can defeat us, but we have nuclear weapons, and by the time you can blink your eye, this is basically what he says, I'm paraphrasing it, that we'll be in a nuclear war. We're a nuclear power. So what is the point of that statement then, Joel? It sounds very desperate.
No, it's to ensure that Biden won't go back on his pledge to not put U.S. troops in Ukraine. It's to up the threat to a nuclear threat. But there's a couple of indications that what Putin said was absolutely wrong. In the first place, NATO cannot defeat Russia in a conventional war. I'm going to publish in next week's World Affairs Brief on Friday an article by Scott Ritter, a very good military analyst from Europe, that he's actually American, but he's done a lot of analysis over there, and he points out very, very clearly how Russian conventional forces are far superior to U.S. now in terms of both tanks and especially artillery.
And aren't they more cohesive as well?
That's right, and they're up to our level in ECM. That's why they won't use their S-400 in Syria. They don't want us to get the radar signatures from their S-400 systems, etc. But here's what is interesting. Let me just correct one thing. I haven't yet predicted war with Korea. What I've said is that that will be the trigger event for World War III, and that still holds. And the reason I say that is because we've got 47,000 troops there. South Korea's got about 53,000.
Well, by the way, I wasn't trying to put you down. You were thinking before Trump got that so-called peace deal that it was and I agree with you that they were planning an attack. Trump had given the order, but North Korea partially backed down. But I mean, remember back at the time, you were thinking they were going to go ahead and do it.
I don't recall that, Alex, because I never believed that Trump was actually going to use the military option. It was only a paper.
Okay, well, I'm wrong. I apologize. Well, okay, then you got a perfect record then. So what do you think happens next?
He never did go through with that. But there is a threat related to North Korea that's coming up with the Taiwan situation with China. North Korea has said that if the U.S. intervenes militarily to stop China from taking Taiwan, that they will attack either South Korea or U.S. forces as a deterrent. So, in other words, Pyongyang, Kim Jong-un, has linked U.S. intervention to stop China from attacking Taiwan with a attack on South Korea. And that could trigger World War III because, you see, we would have to use tactical nuclear weapons to stop the overwhelming force that North Korea has in the south. They've got 60,000 artillery tubes pointed at Seoul. They've got, a whole bevy of missiles that they could throw at us. Now, their Air Force isn't much to talk about, but their missile forces are far superior to South Korea. They could even hit Guam. They could even hit U.S. aircraft carriers steaming towards Taiwan. So this is a much more dangerous threat than the paper threat of Putin. And I recognize that Putin's threat was a paper threat when he talked about you may be able to defeat us conventionally by NATO, and that just isn't true at all. NATO's a very weak conventional force. So what's going to happen here is that, first of all, I don't think the U.S. can effectively defeat China if it decides to take Taiwan. With the missiles that they have in stock there on the coast opposite Taiwan, they could obliterate Taiwan's military forces in about a day. And then with their invasion forces, they could probably take Taiwan within a week. And so it would take the U.S. 2 to 3 days to steam into that area to have an effective force, even though the airplanes could reach that sooner. So I don't think it's going to happen. And I think these two threats, Alex, by Putin about mentioning the nuclear possibility and of South Korea, which we really fear, because it is a real wild card, by them both threatening to intervene if the U.S. Takes military action against either Russia or China, I think that's meant to simply ensure that we don't intervene, because it's coming.
What do you make of this China-Russia alliance? I mean, you said that alliance really won't hold. We know, going back forever, Russia and China had a lot of enmity between each other.
Well, that's right, and it's still there, and Russia's really afraid of China now. They know that they're bigger, stronger. They aren't as technologically advanced as Russia. And, you know, I was really shocked at Mike Flynn's discussion with Tucker Carlson when he talked about Russia being a paper tiger. He's been drinking the Kool-Aid that the globalists have been feeding them in the National War College things, but Russia is anything but a paper tiger, either conventional or nuclear-wise. They've got a lot more missiles than China. They've got 15
warheads. So what do you make of Putin's pro-Christian talk and paying people to have children and Xi Jinping three-child policy now and saying no sissy men on TV? Why do you think they're breaking? That's a big question why I wanted you on. George Soros coming out and really doubling down, and now the FBI doubling down on China. They denied China was a threat before. Why are they admitting it now?
Well, first of all, let me answer the Putin question. This is meant to deceive. This is a major propaganda effort to deceive conservatives in the United States into thinking that Putin is our savior. And I get emails all the time about Putin is against the New World Order. Well, sure, he's against the New World Order. And he's been exposing at least partially the globalists in their support of ISIS in Syria, et cetera, by bombing those convoys. But the whole thing about Putin building churches and the support of Christianity is a total fraud. How many Americans would think that Clinton or Obama going to the National Cathedral and mentioning God was real? None of us would believe that. And yet when Putin, who is an atheist, who is has never been religious, starts to make waves. I mean, you've got to remember that during the Soviet days, the communists control all of the Orthodox churches. They control all of the top hierarchy of the Orthodox Church.
So when Putin goes to Jerusalem and goes and bows down to shrines of Jesus, and do you think that's all fake?
It's all fake. It's all fake. I mean, you've got to remember, the Soviets are masters of deceit. I mean, let's wake up, people. The communism never fell. They never lost their atheism. They're going to return to be as ruthless. I've even had a subscriber say, well, why doesn't Ukraine just give in? It's not so bad living under Russia today. And I said, well, boy, you ought to read the books I've read about what happens when Russia returns. And they're even talking about prison camps for dissidents. If you want to be one of those prisoners, you know, you just go along with a better red than dead type scenario. But, you know, it's very unfortunate what's going on there. And Ukraine is very divided because there are the Russians in the eastern portion of Ukraine that are pro-Russia. And they've drunk the Kool-Aid, too. They don't realize that the Soviet Union never really fell. They didn't even realize that it was a phony coup in 2014 during the Maidan Revolution, that it was Yanukovych that told the Berkut, the secret, the riot police, to stay in their barracks and let the protesters win. I mean, how many times? That's like Barack Obama or the deep state letting Trump supporters walk through the White House and opening the doors. Of course, they did in large way, and not prosecuting.
Well, I know this, and I'm not saying you're wrong, and I think a lot of what you're saying is true, but Hollywood literally hates Rob Reiner, all of them, Putin. They literally hate at least his Christian rhetoric, and he is paying people to have kids, and that's a break with the Western elites. I mean, I think, at least on the surface, we're seeing that.
Yeah, but he's persecuting all of the Protestant churches. Seventh-day Adventist, Latter-day Saints, and others are just being persecuted and closed down. So he's not a Christian. He's doing this to play to his own people.
Let's shift gears to domestic.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess. access and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final segment with Joel Skousen. I'm going to host a little bit in the next hour with Wayne Allen Root, who just interviewed Trump today, and he invited me on to host with him. He's got some big news. Who knows what he brought up to Trump. He's only been challenging Trump to have an intervention to stop pushing this so-called vaccine that's really a poisonous gene therapy. But going back to the editor at worldaffairsbrief.com, Phil Skousen, Joel, in the minutes we have left, the 7-8 minutes we have left, what do you make of the midterms? What do you make of Homeland Security coming out with a new report saying that unsanctioned news is creating terror? I mean, this reads like a joke. It's so authoritarian. And I've got the bulletin right here saying the main terror threat is right-wingers and those that question the election. What do you make of this? What do you think happens in the next 273 days out of this midterm?
Well, Alex, before I answer that, I want to make sure we get to the Reiner Fulmic announcements this week. But in terms of the election, it's very important to understand that even though if there were fair elections, it would be an absolute slaughter for the Democrats in the midterm elections and in 2024 if they keep Joe Biden as president. And I don't, you know, Kamala Harris is the same thing. Nobody likes her or trusts her. She's a giggling idiot. there is still voter fraud, and that's why they continue to push the scenario. Anyone who says there's a vote fraud is a domestic terrorist, and they're painting the picture because that's exactly what's going to happen. There hasn't been any significant changes because we still have computer voting. And even though the Democrats did an awful lot of ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing in the box, etc., they've still got the secret weapon, which has never been fully exposed by any of the books on this, is with vote fraud. They can flip votes, they can switch votes, they can make votes disappear, like the Edison data clearly showed, which Trump did not use, which Giuliani did not use to go before. It was the only evidence we had quantitatively of the vote fraud, and nobody used it. It was just an incredibly sad story.
So what's coming next? I mean, with the branding of the American people as terrorists for questioning elections, this is officially being done. I see false flags in the cards.
Yeah, that's very possible. And that's why, we've been predicting that they're going to sabotage the Canadian truckers convoy. We could see sabotage of that in the Washington, D.C. U.S. convoy, the Australian convoy. Thank goodness the truckers are really standing up. You know, you have to have it pretty bad for Americans to go to the streets and protest. They just haven't been awake. It's been very bad in Canada, and that's what's enlivened the Canadians. And it's been very, very bad in Australia, and it's very bad in Austria and in Germany and France. And that's why with the vaccine passports. But we haven't really had those things rigidly enforced, and so Americans are relatively asleep. But I'm afraid that the establishment is very much concerned about the power of the truckers. You know, you got a huge multi-thousand-pound rig that if you take the keys out of them, you can't even tow it away. And you park them bumper to bumper, and you just can't move that kind of stuff. It's a real effective blockade of commerce, as you're seeing on the photos right now. But I personally think that even with voter fraud, we're going to pick up seats in the House and we'll retain control of the Senate, but it won't be the complete slaughter that it would be if there were no vote fraud. And of course, they are going to make it very sophisticated and get prepared to make sure that we don't win the presidency again in 2024.
What else should we be watching out for?
Well, I want to take a few minutes to talk about the Reiner Fulmich supposed grand jury investigation that was on the television. He did all the right things in his presentation. He talked about the pre-planned pandemic, the dark winter, the event 201. I just gave a speech in Utah where I talked about the actual 10 war gamings that there were, and the false pandemics. There were 13 false pandemics, including the 1976 virus to Brazil. He mentions some of that. He talks about banning all the effective treatments so that they could justify putting forth an emergency authorization for a vaccine, which you can't do if there's any effective treatment. That's why they had to ban ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. He talks about vaccine damage. And last of half of his opening statement, he has the most complete list of experts and witnesses and doctors, everyone that we've covered, not in the World Affairs Brief, but you've interviewed. They're all there, plus more. But there's one problem. This is not before a grand jury. This is not before a grand jury. He has not filed suit. He isn't going to be filing. These witnesses are not appearing before a grand jury. And I'm extremely disappointed. I've been waiting for over a year for him to fulfill his promise to file suit in the U.S. courts. And first of all, here's the evidence. First of all, you don't talk like he talks to a grand jury. It's also private. There's no filming of a grand jury. And so these cameras are not allowed in a real grand jury. He has never announced where he's filing this, where the grand jury is. The grand jury is a U.S. Legal system only, not in Europe. And he hasn't filed suit in any legal thing that I've been able to find out. In addition, he talks about the putative defendants like Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci. That means the ones that we assume will be defendants. He talks about the public indicting You see, if you're giving this to the public and he talks about us and we and this, and you never talk that way before a grand jury. If you're giving an open statement to a grand jury, you talk about the evidence that you will prove by the factual witnesses. And you can't prove the general.
Joe, let me throw this out, because I covered this Saturday and Sunday this weekend, aired large excerpts, thought the info we put out was spot on, like you said. I gathered that they were doing a people's grand jury, just like you have the 198 ways the Pentagon talks about of civil disobedience, nonviolent revolution, as a way to put this on to then show grand juries and other bodies the blueprint for victory. I think I saw some statements out of them. Are you saying that you saw areas where it wasn't being clear, or what's happening?
Well, the entire internet is alive with the false misimpression that he's actually filed suit and is sitting before a real grand jury. And I want to make sure people understand that isn't true.
Oh, I got it. Absolutely. People have been calling me saying, hey, did you see the grand jury? And I said, no, they don't even have those in Europe. He's doing it, I guess that's the fine print, as the model for other grand juries to then take action.
Yeah, but you can't do that. In other words, what I'm saying is it's not a model. There never will be a grand jury. In the first place, he should be filing a civil suit where you don't need a grand jury. Grand juries are very heavily controlled by prosecutors. They're just common citizens, and they are like yes men to the prosecutors. And it's very difficult to get a grand jury to really discuss the conspiratorial evidence. And you've got to have conspiratorial proof, which none of that opening statement required. We all know it's true, but there's no way to prove it. You don't have NSA transcripts of collusion between Fauci and the vaccine manufacturers and the lie. You can't prove they're lying, et cetera. Then you have expert against expert. This would be a very difficult case, except for the civil damages for vaccines, which would be fairly easy, but he's not doing that. That's what concerns me.
But I agree the topics he covered was amazing. I mean, it's certainly informationally good.
Absolutely. And so it's going to be beneficial, although it's a long watch. It's going to be hours and hours of testimony, which a lot of people like myself don't even have the time to dedicate to watch those things.
Well, we're watching it, and we've got crew on it. We're putting excerpts on Bandai Video. Joel Skousen, always informative. WorldAffairsBrief.com. People can go there, and I guess they can click on a button and send you an email. Or how do people get a free copy of it?
They on the left-hand side, you can see on the screen, it says request a sample in red. Just click on that, and you get the current brief that's right out there now.
All right. Thank you so much. Right there on the left-hand side, request a sample. Thank you, Joel.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. Wayne Allen Root's got some big news. He was going to be hosted the fourth hour, but he wants to be on with him for some reason. I'm sure it's an important reason, so I'm going to be on the first segment, the long segment with him coming up. So six after next hour for all of our radio affiliates and everybody else. And listen, I don't want to be the baby bird that Sepper always asking for support, but we got our own network, our own infrastructure, our own satellites, our own servers. It's expensive as hell. We can't do this without you. So we got great products, great films, great books, great T-shirts, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We got X3, the triiodine back in stock, so good for your immune system and more. It's that missing link. It's 50% off. And we've got storable food for the first time in 4 years at 25% off, ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, because it takes a lot of money to fund this operation. So we just sell you high-quality products that we know you need. So it's a symbiotic relationship, a non-zero-sum game, what I call a 360 win. So please take action, InfoWarsStore.com. And all of you that have supported us over the years, you've changed the world. InfoWars has done incredible things, and it couldn't have done it without you. You are the heart, the brains, the guts, the mind, the will, the soul of this victory. And now we're reaching the critical point of our fight, what we were born for right now. So please support InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.